You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to another episode of Darth Amin's Rule of Two. I am your Sith Lord, Darth Amin. I'm joined, as always, by my apprentice, Darth Cornpuzzle, a.k.a. Anthony Mays. This is the podcast where we review all things Star Wars as they come out, and so we are reviewing Season 3 of Bad Batch. Today we're doing Episode 5, but before we get to Bad Batch and the episode review, Mays, I need you to clip it. You know exactly what to clip right here. Cerveza Cristal. Cerveza Cristal.
You fought in the Clone Wars?
Yes. I was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father.
I wish I'd known him.
He was the best star pilot in the galaxy. And he was a good friend. Which reminds me, I have something here for you.
I have been listening to that shit nonstop on loop. I'm sharing it with people who don't even watch Star Wars. It's just so ridiculous, man. I think my favorite one might be the Emperor using the Force to get the can.
Oh, man.
And it's this ashy hand. Either that one or Luke getting it out of a tree.
Amin is talking, of course, about the embedded beer commercials that were inserted in the flow of Star Wars when it aired on television in South America. I love the robed hand. That's the amount of production value they did, was they put a robe on the forearm of Obi-Wan or Luke or whoever is reaching for the Cerveza Cristal.
The Emperor's hand is like chalk white.
That's attention to detail. I mean, it's seamless. Wow, they're really knocking back a lot of Cervezas in the galaxy.
The only one has a cooler.
Some of the shots, it's one beer surrounded by a mountain of ice.
Cerveza Cristal.
It's really efficient.
As my sister pointed out, the song is so obnoxious. Cerveza Cristal.
Cerveza Cristal. That guy is killing it.
That's all.
That guy is belting it out.
CT5 songs.
He's having the time of his life.
He loves that beer.
He does.
He loves that beer. All right. Okay.
You ambushed me with that. I was not expecting you to start the episode.
Dude,
this
I've been waiting to record literally from the moment I heard that. I'm like, oh, when are we going to record? When are we going to record? You know, sometimes something happens and then like multiple people tag you and you're like, okay, guys, I get it. You're not the first one. I've been delighted every time I've been tagged.
You didn't get tired of this one.
Every time I get tagged, I watch it again. All right. So we start the episode. Omega's waking up to sunlight and chirping birds. And I thought it was funny that there are birds in Star Wars. That always kind of trips me out.
Yeah, space grease, though, you know? You got to give up for the wildlife of space grease.
You call it space grease, I call it Star Wars Mykonos.
You're saying it's a exclusive, elevated
yes
part of space grease.
Exactly.
But she's back in her old bed. I mean, she's got her stuffed animal. It's like a kid coming home from camp,
yep.
Except if camp was a detention camp with the Empire.
Where they experimented on you.
Yeah, God. You know, normal summer vacation.
We see that AZ is there. AZ, of course, has been with us since the Clone Wars. He is a medical droid who befriended Omega when they were on Kamino. So now he's just out here playing around, and he's helping Crosshair with target practice, basically, holding up the Meiluron fruit and throwing them up and having Crosshair shoot them. Crosshair's Star Wars Parkinson's is getting worse.
Yeah, his shakes, it's affecting his shooting percentage. I mean, it's not great.
Omega thinks he's avoiding Hunter and not having the one-on-one combo he needs to have. And, you know, Crosshair's like, hey, man, I'm just doing my thing. I'm not avoiding anybody, whatever. So then Omega changes subjects. He asks him about, like, yo, how hard is it to shoot anyway? Is it just like you point and click or whatever? And what do you need beyond having great eyesight? And he says, being a sniper is more than just looking through a scope. It's about patience, reading the environment, and knowing when you've got eyes on you. And over his shoulder, we get Cuck O'Leary times two.
Yep.
As Hunter and Wrecker.
Just a couple of cucks.
Yeah.
Peeking over the top of the hill. It's like a Ghost of Mars episode, watching Big Daddy Mars lead his followers.
We cut to Hunter, and he's talking to Wrecker. He says it wasn't a good idea to give Crosshair his rifle back. And they're kind of worried that he's not who he says he is. That he's still kind of the asshole who betrayed them, which I guess is understandable. AZ tells us that his target rate was 53%, well below his average. Thanks a lot, asshole.
Andre Drummond territory.
Yeah, it's like Steph Curry shooting like Andre Drummond, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Echo shows up. He lands, and it's like, oh, we wondered whether we were going to see Echo and Rex at all the rest of the series.
Immediately.
And we saw him immediately, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of love and reunion, obviously. Happy to see Omega. They rescued her. And then Crosshair comes out with the absolute bar.
What?
No hug for me.
No hug for Crosshair?
Yeah.
That depends how good your intel is.
Echo, I've missed your straight to the point bullshit.
Yep.
So they do some exposition about Tantus, and they note that they have Nala Se's data pad. Remember, Nala Se is a scientist, Kaminoan scientist who created Omega and who's imprisoned by the Empire to help with Project Necromancer, which is trying to create a clone that is force sensitive so that they can clone Emperor Palpatine and so he can live forever, right? This is all to explain the somehow Palpatine return. The data pad is disabled, but it can be turned on, but they need to plug it in to an Imperial facility. Crosshair says, I know a place. It's a remote facility. It can go online again, and it's the same outpost where he shot the Imperial officer who's an absolute dick to him. I can't remember the officer's name.
It's Barton Four from episode 12 of last season, The Outpost. And it's right before Crosshair got captured.
Yes.
So it's essentially the last thing that happened before he was in prison. Also, we do get a shout out to Tech, although it is only to say, man, I wish Tech were here so he could just hack this thing.
Yeah.
Just a little cold.
Not a lot of mourning going on there. Just like, yeah, those were the days.
Remember when we had the guy who knew how to do computers?
Remember when we had the guy in the chair?
It was a much better time.
Hunter wants to split up the team. He says, me, Echo, and Crosshair will go. Wrecker and Omega stay here. And Omega insists on coming along. She's like, no, I have to save those clones. I'm like, you're a little kid. Although later on this episode, spoiler alert, we realize that she's got some other skills other than being annoying.
It's true.
She winds her way into coming along. Crosshair says, you know what? I kind of agree with Hunter. You probably shouldn't have come, but it is what it is. Wrecker gives Crosshair his old armor back. Says, never felt right to get rid of it.
Wrecker's also a hoarder.
Yeah.
He's keeping everything on the Marauder. And we get Omega reminding Crosshair that she's older.
Yes, she is older.
Calls him little brother. Sons his ass.
They land on Barton 4. Echo doesn't pick up any life forms. It looks a lot more deserted than it did before, last time we saw it. And Crosshair comes off the shuttle in his armor. And I gotta say this, he's got the coolest armor.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, his shit's the coolest.
Definitely.
He's got that little crosshair on his eye. He's got the skull and crossbones on his shoulder plate. Clone Force 99 on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a badass armor, man. Although I like Wrecker's too. Wrecker has a face on his, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hunter still doesn't buy that Crosshair has changed or whatever. There's a lot of tension here.
So much tension.
A lot of tension.
Tension is high. Yes, that's exactly my note.
Tension is super high.
That's the recurring theme of this episode, is those two just can't have a conversation. Crosshair implies that he killed a bunch of local raiders. What do you think I was doing here? I'm about that action.
Well, they have the senses. Why do they have the senses? It's like, oh, because kept getting hit up by the raiders, but that's taken care of. It's like, how do you know? It's like, who the fuck do you think took care of it? Do you watch the fucking news? So they start arguing. Omega kind of pulls Crosshair aside, tells him, hey man, I told you to talk to him, not argue with him. And Crosshair, like a little brother, says, you started it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that.
Real pettiness going on between these two.
Gotcha.
Is there, digs out the snow. We get in there. We see that the power has been depleted. So they need to take the power out of the sensors, concentrate it in the depot, which means, they won't be able to sense an attack. I wonder if they will be attacked.
No, Maze, we just established it was to keep out the Raiders, and the Raiders are all dead now, so.
Oh, okay.
What? I've closed the doors. He's there with the sharks and lasers. Everything's going to go according to plan. What could go wrong, you know?
Crosshair's poking around. He finds the clone trooper helmets from the homies that he bonded with last season.
Hunter asks him, why did the Empire abandon this place? He says, I guess it served its purpose. And like a sassy asshole, he said, sounds familiar. And I wrote, Hunter is spicy.
As soon as the sensors are powered down, we hear a rumbling. They're charging the iPad. It's working. They can see all the clone prisoners that were on Tantus. Crosshair and Hunter go out to check the perimeter. Hunter follows him because he doesn't trust him. An Echo here. Waiting for data to transfer. This is my life, Amin. Waiting for shit to export, waiting for shit to upload. Well, we got nothing else to do but just wait here for these files to move over. It's fun.
You felt this one, huh?
Oh, hit me right in the heart. Yep.
Crosshair tells Hunter, are you going to be my shadow everywhere? And Hunter all out confronts him, says, I know you. There's more than what you're telling us. What did you do to get on the Empire's bad side? There's more rumbling. Batcher's acting up like a bingo.
I thought he had a hairball. I didn't know what was going on with Batcher right there.
Just being a bingo.
Crosshair also saw Articuno, the ice vulture.
Yes.
On the planet.
Which we saw in the Outpost episode flying above right when he shot the Imperial officer. So Hunter's aggressive. He shoves Crosshair, says, what changed? Crosshair says, I killed an Imperial officer. And then he hits Hunter with the serious low blows. Oh, you want to talk shit? He says, Omega got caught because of your ass. Mm-hmm. And you're mad that she escaped with my help, not yours. And that's when it's like, okay, now they're about to fight. Fists are balled.
Excellent sloughing of the blame, Amin.
Tell you the truth, I'm kind of surprised you're sloughing off the blame on me.
And I'm equally surprised you won't accept the blame.
I think I'm way more surprised than you.
I think I'm
about the sloughing of the blame.
And I'm really wildly surprised that you aren't accepting.
I am so incredulous that you think I am more to blame than you.
So right as they're about to fight, a ice worm comes out.
Oh!
Massive ice worm.
Is it Dune Week, Amin? Are there worms in the culture?
It reminded me of the crate dragon from Book of Boba Fett.
For sure. And Wrecker has a line later, why is there always a huge monster? Same note to Wrecker, we get it. It's the Bad Batch recurring theme. But I did think it was perfect timing in the week that Dune 2 comes out and everybody's obsessed with Paul Muad'Dib, Atreides. We got a Shai Hulud coming through to say what's up.
I haven't watched Dune 2. I won't watch it until it's on HBO Max. That's my policy now for movies. They're trying to hit me with the 70 millimeter again. I said, no. Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me. You can't fool me.
What fooled you? What movie fooled you?
Oppenheimer.
Okay. Well.
Great movie. Did I need to see it in a 3-story high screen? Absolutely not.
Dune, you should see in the theater because of the sound.
I'm fine.
You're not going to, and you don't care. There you go. He's unmoved.
The only movie I might go see in the theater is The Phantom Menace re-release on May 4th. That's the only one I'm considering going to the theater for.
You really want to channel my 10th birthday? That's what you want to do?
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They need to reset the grid manually and lure the worm out of the perimeter so then they can turn the sensors back on. Yada, yada, yada. Yep. Adventure, 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 adventure.
Crosshair and Hunter are going to work together.
Yeah, they work together and it's like, oh, now it's outside the perimeter. Let's get back inside the perimeter, turn it on. And as they're running, now here's the part I don't get. Early on, we discover the sensor because Batcher goes batshit. Mm-hmm. When he hears it, right?
Yeah, dog whistle style.
Now, when they're running, escaping the worm, they say, turn the sensor on. The sensor stops the worm. Batcher, totally cool.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they got past it before it got turned on, but I hear what you're saying. It's a little bit of narrative convenience.
He should have took off from everybody else, right?
Mm-hmm. Should have irritated him.
So they cooperated, and now the trust is back? Sure, whatever. All right.
Yeah, we also got some ice tunnels like True Detective Season 4, you know.
Oh, but don't get me started on that.
Got to tie the culture together.
Yeah.
But yes, this is the connection point. Echo says, see, they always work it out. And I don't even see any blood this time. It's because Wrecker pulled him into a double hug. That's progress. They still need the coordinates of Tantus, but they're closer. Echo's given Omega some positive reinforcement.
The most important thing she did was to get out of there. So I'm like, all right, whatever.
Then we've got the Crosshair Hunter bonding moment.
Crosshair apologizes to Hunter. He said, I thought I knew what I was getting into with the Empire. I thought I was being a good soldier. I've done things. I've made mistakes.
Hunter's empathizing. Nobody really understood what was happening back then. I have regrets too, Crosshair. All we can do is keep trying to be better. And who knows, there might just be hope for us yet. A new hope?
And the ice vulture flies over. Roll credits.
Articuno.
Good episode. I enjoyed it. Again, I'm left with the feeling like, wow, they're really rushing through these things that I thought would take a lot more beats to happen, right?
Yeah.
Finding the rest of the Bad Batch. Winning back the respect of Hunter and Wrecker and like becoming a unified unit again. All these things seem to be happening incredibly fast. For a season that is not 8 episodes long like the usual live action stuff, it's longer than that. So I'm kind of curious, man, this thing feels like it's going to take another notch, huh, Maze?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's setting up for one of those situations where we're going to resolve the Mount Tantus plot by the midpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second half of the season, I don't know. Next week, we are getting 2 episodes, 6 and 7, Infiltration and Extraction, both coming out on the same time, which in all likelihood is going to be the big showdown at Mount Tantus.
The other thing I was going to say, I got this tweet. Let me see. Oh, it's the Kylie Minogue stan account at Solo SportsCom says, hey, Amon.
That's you.
Typo. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the final season of the Bad Batch so far. I like that it's taking some time for Crosshair to mend fences with Hunter.
Well,
also, what do you think of the theory Ryan Airy has that Crosshair's tremors are from PTSD? So one is it's not taking time. I feel like it's the opposite. This thing happened very rapidly. And two, what do you think? Ryan Arias, Screen Crush, shout out to Screen Crush, thinks it's PTSD, links it to like actual real life PTSD with soldiers. I like my explanation. I think it's Star Wars Parkinson's.
Yeah, mental versus physical. I mean, I think that you will see Crosshair overcome his decreasing accuracy to make an important shot in the next couple episodes.
Oh, yeah.
But does that mean that he's fully recovered and healed? Probably not.
Yeah. I think it's just going to be a moment of focus that he can just hold it in. But at some point, I think he's going to be like Michael J. Fox out there. And you don't want to see Michael J. Fox with a rifle. Is that too much?
Cerveza Cristo!
That's going to do it for Darth the Beast Rule of 2. Remember, we come out every Friday reviewing every one of these episodes of The Bad Batch until it is over or until the next Star Wars thing starts up. For Darth Corn Puzzle, I'm Darth Amin, reminding you, no hug for me. Yeah.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.